I'm just saying, bro, episode 77, I'm Earl.
I'm Star. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. Comment, like, dislike, whatever you want to do. We everywhere you stream your podcast, man. We on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public. Anywhere you can listen to a podcast, we there. So go stream us up, man. But we going to get into it because we got some real interesting topics I want to get into. You feel me? Because, you know, a lot of stuff been happening in the NBA world and the NFL world. But I want to start off with the Sixers and the Pelicans game. My fault. The Sixers and the Pelicans game last night. I just want to talk about, because I want to ask you how you felt about it. But I'm going to tell y'all after real quick. But, bro, like, the fact that Steve Van Gundy, like, played, I mean, Stan Van Gundy played Zion at the point last night was crazy. That man cooked us.
Facts.
His stats, I forgot, what was it, 37 or something 37, like that? 7, 8. 12 and...
37, 15 and 8.
Oh, I said 12. 37, 15, and 8. Like, that's ridiculous. Now, I just wanted to talk about the fact that if Zion is going to pass the ball like that, I don't know. We might have to hop back on the Zion bandwagon. We might have to get a little bit more hype because they've been hyping up LaMelo Ball. You know, when he come back off this wrist injury, what they going to do? Everything on SportsCenter, everything going to all them social media sites. You know it's all LaMelo Ball. But I think they need to hop on the Zion bandwagon. I think he might lead the Pelicans to the playoffs, bro. He looking unstoppable, bro. Like, literally. Because you know how Giannis, because he kind of, you know, doing what Giannis, like when Giannis realized he can do that every night, you know, in that interview when he was like, I could do this, I realized I could do this every night. I feel like Zion realized that, like, I could do this every night. Like, nobody can stop me, bro. But his is a little bit different. Like, when you can take one dribble and just go straight to the cup and nobody can, you know what I'm saying? Like, fast, you fast and you strong. Like, and it's like, you, what do you do at that point? Like, how do you defend that? I watched Ben Simmons, who's probably the best defender in the league, you know, so far this season. I'm pretty sure a lot of people would agree with that. He's close to being, even if he's not, you wouldn't agree that he's the best defender in the league. He's top five. He's up there.
Right. Yeah, he top three.
Yeah, sure. He's up there. Everybody would agree with that. Yeah. I watched this man get bullied. I watched this man, like, all of Zion buckets really was on Ben Simmons. So it's like, at the end of the day, you just got to tip your hat to the guy. It's like, it's nothing you can do about that. Like, and if Zion is going to pass that ball, how he's passing that ball, and he's going to play point guard?
He was good.
I don't know, bro. That's going to be scary for the league. So I just wanted to know, like, what you think about point guard Zion? Like, because last night I felt like that was something different. And if that's going to be the new norm for him, bro, this guy the limit, bro. Like, this guy, like, that's spooky, bro. That's spooky. And bro, then you only going to learn how to shoot better, like, the older you get. So you a lefty. I don't know. But how do you feel about that, though? Point guard Zion.
Bro, it's tough for me to get too excited because I knew Zion was going to be tough, but like point guard Zion just unlocked a whole different bag for him though. Like, it's just a little bit different. Like, if he bought the head of rock in his hands all the time, it's just a little bit different. Like, it looked just like a Giannis or a Ben Simmons when Joel is out and he playing aggressive. Like, it looked just like that, but it just looked different. Like, I don't know. He's just a different animal, bro. Like, for real, if Ben Simmons can't guard him, who can? That's in the league right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was making Ben look a little foolish a couple of those. I'm like, oh.
Ben. With the shoulder, bumping him, Ben flying. Take his extra step, lay the ball right up. He don't dunk the ball. He don't even have to dunk the ball. That's how crazy it is. He could take one dribble, get past whoever in front of him, and just
Drop it in real quick.
Only time he really dunked, the most dunks is on the oops for real. Oops and back cuts. But like now that he running point guard, it's about to be real different. Like he was just coming down the court making it look too easy, bro. And then I mean, I know my boy B.I. ain't had the hottest shooting night, but B.I. buckets still look different when he hitting them. He gotta be more consistent than 5 for 21, though. But this is first game back in a while, so you know, he gotta get his shots up. They still won.
And the Sixers are a great defensive team, also. Right. It's just a different beast, like, you know what I'm saying? So
B.I. was out there looking different though, bro. Like he just gotta hit more shots. He gotta be more consistent. But the shots he did make look crazy, fading away. Everything, like, he got a different bag too. I like where the Pelicans is at for real. Like, they got a lot of young talent too. So I mean, and I think they made a great decision by not trading Lonzo. Because if you're gonna have Zion on point, you could still have Lonzo off ball. He can shoot now.
Yep.
And then he's still gonna have his IQ out there, so he's still gonna pass the ball if he sees somebody open. Right. You got two point guards on the floor because you got Zion like focused like he's a point guard, and Lonzo's going to be a point guard regardless. Like, so and you can put him at the 2 to 3, whatever you want to do, he's still going to be a point guard. Like, for real, in the way he plays, he's going to shoot the ball and he's going to pass the ball, have high IQ, he's going to play defense. Like, they got a nice little squad, bro. They just got to put it together. They got a nice little squad. They got to string together some wins, though. Where they at in the standings? Can they get in the
West, bro? It's just hard, and, bro. Because it's looking like the Lakers might probably end up the 8th seed or something like that, 7th seed. You feel me? So it's just like
NBA wild card weekend now.
Huh?
You say yeah, but they got NBA wild card weekend now. Can't they play in?
That too, but
the Pelicans at 11, Golden State at 10. The Pelicans, one game behind 10th and two games behind 9th.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Who at 9th, though?
The Spurs. They,
yeah, and like, Spurs might drop, but still, like, they probably not going to drop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. The West is just too competitive. The games is, like, as I feel like every night, it, like, everything gets shifted. Like, you know what I'm saying? The standards get shifted. So, I don't know, bro. The West going to end up crazy.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now,
bro. I feel like going to be better for the West than it would be for the East. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because the West really be having teams that, like, really can be playoff teams. You know what I'm saying? The East is, like, more like those teams that's out of the playoffs. Like, they deserve to not be in the damn playoffs. They be trash. Teams like the Detroit Pistons and stuff like that. Like, I would hate for them to be in the playoff game. Like, come on, bro. Y'all don't deserve to be here. Like, get up out of here.
Bro, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I think the East about to be popping this year.
I mean, for sure. I mean, The East is more popping this year. It definitely is.
Solid 10 teams, bro. If Melo wasn't injured, matter of fact, they got a solid 11 because I like the Raptors too. I'm not going to sleep on the Raptors. I like their squad. They just got to string together some wins too. You don't?
I don't like the Raptors this year. I don't know what it is.
Hold on. They got a squad, bro. Pascal, OG, the boy Brucher be hooping. They still got Kyle. They got Fred.
That nigga named Boucher, Chris Boucher. They got a Gary Trent Jr. too. He just hit that the other night.
Bro, they just got to string together some wins too, but they ain't 11th in the East. I mean, they could get in the play-in too, but Chicago at 10. Chicago probably going to move up. Damn, tough, bro. The standings look crazy besides the top three.
Oh, it's going to be close in the East and the West though, really, for real, if you want to be honest. But I was just saying, like, as far as the West teams, it's better quality teams that would be at that 9-10 and, you know what I'm saying, 8-9 and spot. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Warriors at 10 and the Spurs at 9. Yeah, that's real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just better teams, I feel like.
Yeah, the Warriors and the Spurs is better than the Pacers. We got to see if they better than the Bulls. The Bulls still trying to put it together, too. They just got Vucevic.
Bro, yeah, they better than – come on, the Spurs and the Warriors better than the Bulls, bro. That's kind of disrespectful, bro.
But I'm trying to get a Bulls some time to put it together, bro. They just made a move.
But let them get it together before you start putting them over fucking organizations that have won championships, multiple championships in our lifetime. Like, you got, come on, bro. We ain't watched the Bulls.
I thought we were just talking about this season, bro.
Ain't that good. Ain't it,
bro? The Spurs is all right. The Warriors is all right all this season. Everybody all right.
That's real.
Overall, of course, I agree with you. That's Chuck. The Warriors got what, three appearances, whatever. Spurs, I don't even know how many. That it's just ridiculous. We're not even going to get into the history for sure. I mean, we're not going back to Jordan times for the Bulls, just like we're not ever going back to. We can't count that right now. What else we need to get into, though, bro? My fault. I went completely off track, but Zion is a bucket, and if Ben Simmons can't guard him, who can, like, for real? And if he's going to play point guard, it opened up a whole different bag for him. It's just about to be real different. He's about to be way more involved in the game. Like, and that's what you got to do with your star player, especially a player like Zion. You took him for that, for him to be the focus of your team. So I think it was a great move. I think they got the right coach for it, too. Yeah, I like it. I like it. I hate it for the rest of the league, but it's great for them.
Nah, that's real.
What are we getting into, man? We done with the Sixers. I'm about to get into the who is it? I really want to talk about the Nets, bro.
I was about to say, I got something to talk about. I was going to let you take it. But I would say, though, the next thing I want to talk about is – goddamn, man. KD, his return the other night, and it was perfect from the floor.
Backs 5 for 5.
Turnovers or something like that. 5-6 turnovers and stuff. But he had, like, a perfect comeback. Like, and I just wanted to ask you, like, bro, like, do you actually think anybody else has a chance at getting a championship, or do you think the Nets is just like, it's, bro, they got too much? Because me personally, I'm starting to think, like, bro, like, even if Brian and with Brian, AD, Drummond, I got to see how they – maybe I'm just talking, you know, too fast. But I still just, like, Brian, Drummond, and AD, I just don't see them beating them, bro. Like, I just can't. Like, I just – I don't know. Like, you think KCP going to be able to stop James Harden, Kyrie? Who going to stop KD? Like, Brian can't guard KD. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's going to happen? We know AD got the mismatch, but Drummond ain't no offensive threat, so I'm lost. Like, how is this going to work out? Like, how this going to – I don't know. So I just wanted to actually – like, yeah, like, I think it's like – I like – I'm not mad at the Nets for, like, you know what I'm saying, doing what they did and getting players. Like, hey, you trying to win a championship, go do what you got to do. So I'm not mad at that. Like, right. But it's just – I'm mad at the, as a fan of basketball, like, it's, I feel like it's not competitive anymore. Like, I feel like it's trash. Now, I wouldn't say trash because I feel like always, there's always those dominant teams. We always have that in the NBA. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's always those dominant teams where it'd be like, come on, bro, that's not fair. But they're a little different, bro. Like, they're a little, just a, like, bro, to have Kyrie, James Harden, and KD on the same team, that's already just
they cheating pretty much,
bro. That's already crazy. But hey, they did it the right way. Like, James Harden did it, he did it in that way, but still, they all did it the right. KD and Kyrie did it the right way. They just got together. And then you go get Blake is corny for the way he was playing in Detroit. I don't respect him, and I hope they don't win the chip this year just because of the corny stuff that him, like him and LaMarcus Aldridge, just because of them two, I don't want the Nets to win. But it's like, I know they are, because it's just like, they got, like, it's too much. And I don't like it, bro. Like, when the Heat did what they did, they didn't have a bomb squad like that. And everybody, I heard somebody, I forgot who it was, but I think it might have been Chris Broussard, somebody from Undisputed or something like that, was talking about, he had a bum squad, he had Mike Miller, he had this person, he had that. I'm like, yo, y'all better shut up, man. Like, he literally, they had the big three and then a bunch of other guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? But the Nets, I just feel like it's a whole different ball game. And it's like, Oh no, bro. I don't like it, bro. I don't like it. But Bron did start it. So I can't, you know, I can't be a hypocrite and be like, you mean he corny and he this and he that for that. But I do not like it. But how you feel about the Nets, man?
If they healthy, no, nobody else has a chance. I mean, but I can't really say that because the fact remains that we haven't even seen them play a bunch of games together, so we don't know how that chemistry is ultimately going to play out. I mean, it could get better or it could get worse. I mean, you would assume it would get better, but you never know. And then, I mean, I think they'd be all right, though, because James Harden cool with passing the ball, for real, as long as he winning. Kyrie just want to get a bucket, and that's what they let him do. And KD is KD, so it don't matter. But, yeah, I think if they're healthy, they're going to win the chip regardless, bro. I mean, it's a couple teams I do like, but I don't know if I like them to be able to compete with them. Yeah. I like the Sixers, but I don't know. In a 7-game series, I don't know.
The two people, you like Kyrie, KD, it can be handled. Kyrie, James Harden, it can.
You could, yeah.
James Harden can be handled, but all three of them, bro, you can't handle all three of them, bro. Like, it's no way. It's no way possible you're going to handle all three of them, bro. No way. I can't. Somebody got to show me.
It's a couple teams I do like, though, against them. I like the Sixers, but I don't know. I like Denver, but I don't know. I low-key like the Clippers if DeMarcus Cousins can get right and who? I low-key like the Clippers.
They did get Rondo.
Everybody got to play right, bro. That's too many wild cards. Like,
George going to be the one. It's
always him.
He's going to be the one.
It's always him, but we don't even know. Like, I think Rondo and Boogie would be cool. Like, I don't know. We got to see. If they keep Boogie past the 10-day contract, we got to see. But I think Boogie gives them a chance. Yeah, Denver. I like Phoenix, but they don't have enough on the defensive end, bro. I don't know what they can do. I mean, they do have enough on the defensive end, but can Bridges check KD? Can Bridges check Harden? I know
he means
a lot to them defensively. Bridges means a lot to them defensively, but can he check one of them? I don't know, bro. It's just different, like. I know you got CP, so he's going to compete with Kyrie regardless. CP different. So, you know, he's going to compete on the offensive and the defensive, and Kyrie's still going to get in his bag, though. But who is Bridges going to guard? And then who is going to guard the other one that he doesn't? Jay Crowder? He's a good player, but, you know, we talk about three of the best players in the NBA, three of the best scorers the NBA has ever seen. How do you – I don't know, bro. It's a couple teams that I think can, but I don't know, bro. And I'm only picking Denver because I think Jamal Murray, I really think he different, bro. I think he one of them players like a Rondo that's going to be like one of them players that turn up in the playoffs. For real, for real. I want to see it this year, though, because I think he be cooling during the season, bro. Like, some games he don't take that many shots. He don't be – like, he just letting everybody else get their shit.
People over there. Like, that's just
letting everybody get their shit up. And you know when the playoffs start, the whole game change.
Yeah.
So.
You got to depend more on your stars in the playoffs. So that's why he always shine the most. But during the regular season, all these other dudes be eating.
He be chilling. He just playing defense. Mm-hmm.
Bro, he be strapping, bro. He be strapping. That's what I was talking about when I said a couple episodes ago about Schroeder getting strapped by somebody in the playoffs, and I said Jamal Murray, bro. Bro, he be strapping. He's a little like, and I never hear nobody talk about that. He's low-key a great defender, man, and nobody says anything about it. Like, I never heard no topic on ESPN, nothing. Sports, none of these people would have ever said that. And Jamal Murray be strapping, bro. I watched him strap.
Top five in the defensive voting, for real, for real. He's that type of defender. I said he should be top five in defensive, like for the defensive player of the year voting. He's that type of defender.
I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
He's up there, though. As far as point guards and defenders, like, he's a great perimeter defender. Like, I definitely got him up there with the best. Like, seriously. But I don't know about top five.
He's a top three perimeter defender right now in the NBA, I think.
Know about that. That might be a little hot take. Like, I don't know.
Ben Simmons, Jamal Murray. I'm trying to think who was my third person. God damn it. I can't think of it.
You talk about Jamal Murray. So you think Jamal Murray a better defender than Kawhi?
This year?
Yeah. Oh, this year.
Yeah.
Defender than Marcus Smart.
This year, I say pretty close this year. I would say Marcus Smart has to be top in defensive, not the voting, but like as far as a perimeter defender as well.
I'm about to fuck your head up. I don't even think he's better than Tease.
Who?
Tease, Matisse Thybulle.
Tease is different. But I don't think Tease gonna get his recognition.
He ain't because he don't start. But what I'm saying, you like he's not.
Let me give Tease another year or two. He might be
Tease, though. That's what I'm saying to you. Like, he's a good defender. I'm just saying, like, as far as best defenders, top five in the league, like, I can't put him in the top five. I was just naming names like just now, but I can't put him in the top five.
I think he's a better defender than everybody you name this year.
Top five point guards, though. Top five point guards, I'll put him.
I'm not putting in top five point guards.
You just put him top five all NBA, and then you're going to say you're not top five point guards.
Not top five point guard. Defending.
I said defending.
Okay.
Defending, not top five point guards overall. I'm talking about, like, defending.
About to say, put the gun down, bro. Put the gun down.
Hey, you just said that. Damn, how you revert back that fast?
Nah, I thought you was talking about overall point guards. I was about to say, I think we getting ahead of ourselves. Maybe top 10.
Gotta take it real easy.
I don't know. I don't really think it's nobody that compete with them, bro. I mean, they should just wrap it up and get them the chip and just move on to next season when they don't have all these extra options. But they still gonna end up getting somebody extra again. You know, the teams that had them stars, you gonna get the buyout players regardless. You gonna get somebody every year. That's what they wait for. They wait around to see who's going to get bought out, and then they grab a couple players because they couldn't really sign nobody else because they ain't had the money to.
And then them dudes might re-sign with them. Like, they might be like, hey, I'll sign for another deal. Like, why not? Let's run it back.
Fact.
Win it. Chip. Or fact. You try, you know what I'm saying? Or try to win another chip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a fact. So we going to see, bro. I mean, I don't know, though. I'm holding out hope in the Sixers, man, but it's like our rotations is going to have to be so – like, we're going to need everything to go right to beat a team like that. Like, we would need – we're going to need Tease, Ben. Like, we're going to need all our defenders on the floor at the same time. And then at the same time, we still going to need Ben to get out his own way, and we're going to need Tease to hit the three consistently. And Danny Green and Seth.
And Tease to play offense. I mean, like, really play, give effort on offense. Tease, he don't care about offense. That's the thing. He doesn't care. He can get the bucket, bro. Tease is – he all right, bro. Like, he nice, bro.
Not consistent, though.
He's high on offense. Like, he give all his effort on defense.
Yeah, he not consistent, bro. Like, I understand you give your effort on defense, but you got to give us something offensively. Like, you got – he just got to – bro. All I'm asking for is him to be a consistent, like a Danny Greenish type player, play a lot of defense, whatever, and then just give me like 3-4 threes a night. We good. Give me a couple layups here and there.
That's why they got Danny Green. So they gonna make him his little, he gonna mentor that nigga. Like, yeah, bro, that's all you gotta do. Right. We already elite defender in the NBA. We already know that. That's facts. And you a puppy. So just keep working on your defense, keep getting better with that, and then become a 3-and-D. Like, just like me, you can win championships just like that. He could be a pivotal piece in our championships in the future. Who knows? He might be end up like a Danny Green. He might end up smack, want to be in one of the best 3-point shooters. You feel what I'm saying? 3-and-D guys ever. But,
bro, we just need him.
Bro, he's different, bro.
He is. He be strapping. Like, I think he could I'm getting crazy. But he gonna have to guard Kyrie. Or Harden, one of the two.
I'm putting him on Harden.
Okay. So who you putting on Kyrie?
I'm putting
I'm putting Ben.
Ben on Kyrie because his limp, pause, his limp could affect Kyrie.
I could see him making Ben fall.
And better, he thinks better. Matisse, he reaches too much. He gambles too much on defense. You know what I'm saying? It works in a regular season, but he's going to get called for fouls too much in the playoffs.
Right.
He might get out of trouble. But and Ben Simmons is the starter, obviously. So I'm going with, yeah, Ben got to guard Kyrie. I want Ben on Kyrie.
So now who guard KD? Danny Green?
Tobias
on KD. Tobias going to
you're right.
Tobias going to have a long series.
Tobias can't guard Kyrie.
He can't. He going to have a long series.
Tobias can't guard Kyrie. See, that's the thing.
Yo, it's crazy, bro.
Wait. Danny Green is going to guard James Harden. We all know that. He's going to be on James Harden.
Okay.
Ben Simmons going to guard KD.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. My fault. Go ahead.
Bro, they going to have Seth Curry on Kyrie? No, bro. We going to have to figure something out. I don't know, bro. Like, see, that's the thing. We going to have to put Tease in the starting lineup.
How tall is Tease?
I think he's like 6'5", 6'6".
Okay, yeah. We got to put him on KD, and we got to put Ben on Kyrie. We got to put Tease on KD.
He going to get in foul trouble with KD, bro. Like, he's
going to have to get in foul trouble then. He going to have to use all six of them every night.
Yeah. Gonna get in foul trouble with James Harden or Kyrie too. Oh my God. See, that's the thing. Yeah, KD is the best bet because he got the less of the bag. You feel what I'm saying? Out of the three. It's he not really got the bag as Kyrie
I think he a little more suitable for Tease to defend. Cause if you need him on the floor for real, for real. Because Tease in passing lanes and you need somebody like KD that's not gonna dribble too much. Like, he's still going to get him with a couple Jones. You know he is because KD crafty, but he not going to be out there spinning and doing all this crazy shit. So
Yeah.
I think and the smaller guards usually give KD a problem. I know he's not super small, but he is shorter than KD, so he could get up underneath him a little bit better. KD's still going to shoot over those, but you got a shot if you could get up underneath KD. If you can't get up underneath him, you shot, like, if you his height, you can't guard him, bro.
Yeah, which is so weird. I don't understand, KD.
Like, you can't guard him. Because I don't know, bro.
I think it's the speed thing, though. Like, if you his size, like, you can't really guard him because it's like he's too fast at that size. You know what I'm saying? It's not fair, bro. It's just not fair. He's just a freak.
And the smaller guards can get up underneath him. It's a little different. You got to dribble the ball down here. I'm already down here playing.
Give it a cookie. That shit. You putting that right in my fucking vision, line of vision. Give me that. I can tell
my doing that. Show me the basketball. I'm taking that, Joe. We out of here. Going the other way. But real rap, I think that's the lineup. I don't know how we got into that. But I think that's how we got to guard him. I don't know, bro. And I don't know.
We got into it because we was talking about the Nets and we talk about them winning the damn chip.
And that's right. When Jones, where you got to really coach. Like, when Kyrie come out the game, you need to be taking Ben out the game. And when Harden come out the game, whoever guarding him need to come out the game. Whenever they go back in, you need to be putting them back in. To guard. Like, whatever lineup you figure out working on the defensive end, you got to keep that. Like, every game.
I do like us coach-wise. We got the advantage coach-wise.
Yeah. Steve
never been in no playoff series.
That's real.
He ain't never been in them trenches. We not going to act like it's just easy to just go out there and coach. Just go out there and you could just win. Oh, I could coach just because I played the game. It ain't easy. Broken playing no more, bro. You telling other motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You telling other players. Right. They got to go do it. And if they don't do it, your coaching don't mean nothing. You understand what I'm saying? You going to look bad. Just like Steve Kerr now. All that, he a great coach stuff. Where it at now? So, I give up the edge on the coach. Like, Doc Rivers, I'd take Doc Rivers over Steve Nash any day. Any day. And he got it. Steve Nash got it the easy way. He ain't even got a coach. He ain't got to do nothing. They just out there playing. I don't even think this man calls plays. He just like Steve Kerr, I feel like. He just out there. He just like, hey, guys, you want to take this. You want to make the play today?
Melter.
I feel like that's what they really do. That's why Kyrie said it before the season started. We don't really need a coach. Like, we could just coach ourselves. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, that's why they got Steve Nash. Because, like, look, you a player, bro. Don't come in here trying to control us and all that. We ain't on all that weird shit. You know what I'm saying? We not on all that. Like, we're gonna coach it ourselves. So, we got the advantage with that. Coach. If we get in a 6-7 game series.
This is the first time we had the coaching advantage in a while.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I know, right? It's amazing seeing that, right?
Yeah, it actually felt good hearing you say it. Like, we got the coaching advantage. That sounds crazy, don't it?
Came a long way, man. Came a long way, bro.
It's been a while. Brett Brown, you developed a couple good players. You know, you could have developed.
I don't even think I was allowed to drink before all this. Like, it's been that. It was that long. Like, it was like. Like, whoo.
Yeah. It's been real.
Like 20. Yeah. That's amazing. I probably was before that. When the last time we had a good coach? Like
Larry Brown, maybe?
Who?
We had somebody after Larry Brown that was a good coach. I forget who.
Oh, Maurice Cheeks. He was all right.
Yeah.
Mo Cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we ain't really had Doug Collins. He was
all right.
We ain't had nothing, but Doc Rivers. But what I do want to say though, last thing before we get on the NFL and all of that, bro, we need to give Paul Reed a little bit more time, man. We signed Anthony Tolliver today. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, he's a veteran. He shoots the. He's a 3-and-D big man, power forward type guy, which we do need because Mike Scott is done. But why not let the young boy rock out, man? I get maybe not the be the piece for the playoffs, but let the young boy rock out, man. I like Paul Reed, man. I like young boy, man, because he out there giving effort and he defend.
I think Doc Rivers falling. A little bit under that Brett Brown syndrome, trying to play his vets over the young guys a little bit. Because I definitely agree with you 100%. I feel like you could take Mike Scott minutes away and play Paul Reed. Like, I mean, if Mike Scott want to get out of here, then he got to wait to the offseason or something. But, I mean, be ready if we need you. Like, you never know what could happen. It's the NBA. But you got to give Young Bolden minutes because he's actually ready to play now. Like, yeah. He's ready to hoop, like, whenever.
And the MVP of the G League, bro.
He's ready
to hoop. The MVP of the G League, bro. He ready.
Yeah, he ready to hoop. He ready to hoop.
That's the point of the G League, right, though? Am I tripping or something? Like, because I'm looking at it like, wow, I thought you went and did that because you try, like, you send people down on those two-way contracts and all that stuff because you're trying to develop them. And you want them to become the MVP of the G League.
We want them
down there to the bubble, and he won G League MVP, and we not giving him tick. It's like mind blowing. Like, bro, he showed you that he's NBA ready. Like, he played against all the best prospects that you could get, and he was the best player out of all of them. why isn't he on the floor? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, I don't get it. And I think you 1,000% right with, I think Doc Rivers, you know, I'm going to play my veterans. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play my vets. I'm going to play the guys that I know, you know. Because he definitely had Mike Scott when he was out with the Clippers, too, so.
Yeah, bro. I don't really like it, man, because Paul, like you said, that's exactly what you want your young boy to do. He in the developmental league. So that's like, it's the same thing. If you want, if you want varsity, but they want you to go down and play JV, they want you to be cooking while you're playing JV. So when you come up here, you can hoop a little bit. We want you to go cook the yummos. And then when you come hoop with us, we want you to, you mean, we want you to still contribute. But make sure you cook the yummos. He did exactly what you want him to do. Make sure he cooked the yummos and then come up here, try, be ready. Get some tick. And when he got some tick, he was all right. But he had, what wasn't it like his one of his first games, he had like 9.7 rebounds, something. I take that.
Yeah, bro, he played like, I think he had.
He didn't even play many minutes.
A couple of nights ago, he had 13 minutes and he had like 10 points, like 7 rebounds or something like that. Like with 5 rebounds, I don't think it was 7, but it was like 5. But like, bro, in 13 minutes, give him tick.
Right. Now I'm about to, okay, we seen what you did with 13. I'm about to give you 18 minutes this game.
Exactly, bro. Like, we see what Mike Scott giving us.
A 3 here and there in defense, toughness. We know what he gives.
The guy is giving us is 6 points.
Yeah. He give you a 3 here and there, and he give you defense and toughness. And that's it.
And that you do need a guy like that on your roster. You, I'm not going to lie. That's why I got him here. And I love Mike Scott for what he is. Facts. But he doesn't deserve to have the minutes that he has. He's one of those guys that you just, when it's a playoff game, you throw Mike Scott in there. He's one of those guys. Like, if I'm saying a bruiser, like, you know what? We not showing no aggression. We came out that first quarter dead, dull.
Somebody no elbow.
No fight. You feel what I'm saying? Let's, Mike, get in there. You feel what I'm saying? That's one of them. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he one of them type players. Like, but for him to have Beeb really in the rotation like he is, I don't like that. When Beeb out, he's starting at center and stuff like that. That's weird, bro. Like, I don't know, bro.
Speaking of that, playing,
but come on.
Is Beeb playing tonight?
Huh?
Is Beeb playing tonight? That's why I'm asking.
He might not be, but it hasn't come out yet. But I probably not. I would say no.
Hmm.
I would say no, because he don't.
Well, I just randomly thought of that because we was talking about the Sixers, if he was playing.
Yeah. He usually don't play back-to-backs. Obviously, he didn't play the last one, so I don't know. He might not play this one.
Okay. But, yeah, Mike Scott, we love you, bro, but you got to – young boy need more minutes. Like, he's on the floor. He's actually producing. He could be out there giving y'all 15 and 12 consistently, like, easily, if you give him the minutes. So, we need that. What's wrong with that? You need somebody to help JoJo. You need somebody else that could be out there and deal with Ben Annoying not shooting at.
But, yeah, bro, let's get into some NFL, man. We going a little crazy.
Before we get into the NFL, bro, we do got to say, I know this is not a music podcast or nothing, but rest in peace to DMX, for sure.
Yeah.
We should have said it at the beginning. It slipped my mind. I definitely wanted to say it, but, yeah, rest in peace to DMX, man, for sure. Prayers to the family, all that good stuff.
For real.
But let's get to some NFL, bro.
I don't have much for the NFL, bro. That's why I was all on NBA. But only thing on topic I do have for the NFL is that I wanted to really talk about is I wanted to talk about the Eagles and how, like, our fans, bro, like, I had to sit back and think for a second, like, bro, like, we really don't give our young players a chance or, like, and I saw somebody else say this, so it wasn't just me just thinking of this, but I saw somebody else, like, I forgot, Bleacher Report or something like that, and they said that, and they was like, in Philly, like, they really don't give their young players a chance. Like, if you don't come out in just their first year and just be an all-star or just, you know what I'm saying? Not an all-star, you know what I'm saying? All-pro. They just, like, it's like, you're trash. You're done. You know what I'm saying? Like the Jalen Rager thing, you know, I call him Baby Reek, and I still got hope. I still got faith in my guy. I still think he's tough. You know what I'm saying? And they telling us we need to draft a wide receiver or we need to draft a tight end. Even I say we need to draft. But I had to think about it like, damn, bro, we do need to get these dudes time to develop. Like, bro, what if they really – like, last season was a weird season, bro. Like, Like, we really forgetting that there was no training camp. There was not, everything was virtual. Like, it was weird, bro. There was no fans. Like, everything was weird, bro. Like, so I don't want to take last year and just like run with that. You know what I'm saying? As far as young players, yeah, now we got some young players last year that snapped out. Okay, he snapped out. It was a great year for him. He was in a great situation. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He might have been in a better situation, like Justin Jefferson. He was in a better situation. You know what I'm saying? So, but I just wanted to say, I think we might be all right, man. And I the more I think about the draft and all that, I think we just need to go with defense, bro. And we need to just go get those positions that we really need, like the linebackers and the goddamn safety, or, you know what I'm saying, a cornerback, like an offensive lineman, a defensive lineman. We need to go for those positions instead of trying to go for these skill positions, because Travis Fulgham was snapping until we brought Alshon back, bro. Like, he was really snapping. He was the best wide receiver in the NFL for 4 weeks. That's facts. For 4 weeks straight, he was the best wide receiver in the NFL, stats-wise and all that. You know what I'm saying? And then we brought Alshon back, and we messed up his progression. Like, he could – who knows? Travis Fulgham could be ball.
He could.
Like, he could really be ball. Like, and we wouldn't know because – what, like, we let Alshon come back and take his time, his tick.
Yeah.
Jalen Reagor, if he didn't hurt his thumb or whatever he hurt at the beginning of the season, what if he snap out? Like, you know what I'm saying? What if Wentz isn't playing like the worst quarterback in the NFL, basically? Second worst quarterback in the NFL. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? So why don't we give these dudes a chance? What if Jalen Hurts actually had a training camp and actually had time to get acclimated with the offense and all that shit, like really, really, and not just get thrown into the fire like he did. And then when he did get thrown into the fire, he beat the best defensive team at the time in the league, the Saints. So it's just, and he did that. And like, it's like people like forget that he did that, because they were so focused on the games that he lost after that. And I just wanted to, like I said, like, I ain't gonna make this too long. It's just like, in Philly, I just want us to chill, like, and give, like, me too, I need to chill too. Like, and just give some of these young dudes time to, like, develop. Because we might not need none of these wide receivers this year. We might be cool. The dude John Hightower and the dude Quez Watkins and all this dude. We got speed wide receivers. We got all that. We was talking about it last year. Well, I was talking about it last year about I felt like we got the wide receivers that we need. We got everything we needed. So, yeah, I just wanted to say about that, about the Eagles. I think Jalen Hurts is going to have a breakout season. Going to be crazy. It's going to be a crazy season. We're going to surprise a lot of people. We signed Jordan Howard back. We got our running back room back like it was. We got our offensive line coming back healthy. Our defensive line is good. We just signed a linebacker in Eric Wilson from the Vikings. And we solidified the safety spot with Anthony Harris, who a year prior was one of the best safeties in the league. He just had an off year. Right. You know what I'm saying? And we got on a good-ass deal. I can't believe we got him. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I think we're going to have a surprisingly good season. And people are going to be shocked, man. And you – I know one of your points was you saying the NFC East was going to be crazy this year. And, yes, you know what I'm saying? Just like every year, it's going to be every team. It's going to come down to week 17.
Yeah.
Out of the game. So it's really going to come down to all 17 of them games. Like, every week,
I think all four of the teams is looking really good. Especially, I like what y'all did after you explained it last time a little better when we talked about it, about y'all trading down to 12 and getting more picks for it and whatnot. And y'all still gonna get a first round talent because it is a deep draft, like we've been saying, a lot of different positions. So y'all still gonna get some talent regardless. I don't know, bro. I just think it's going to be a good season for the NFC East. And, like, I want to say everybody going to be around 10, 11 wins, but I don't believe in, like, the Giants and the Redskins that much. But they, like, made a lot of good moves, for real, for real. Like, I like a lot of the moves they made. And, I mean –
just depend on their quarterback, like, for both teams.
Right. It's a shame that Ryan that
pick. And Daniel Jones.
Right. Huh? But it's a shame y'all traded that pick because J-Mar looked crazy based on his pro day or whatever. But, I mean, everybody been looking crazy for real. Everybody run the 4-3-2 or whatever it is. So, I mean, there's that. But, I mean, I think y'all in a good spot. And I think the whole NFC East is in a good spot for real. For I think it's going to be one of them years where the division really like the divisional games really going to make everybody in the division better. So they're going to play better when they playing them other teams because the competition going to be so high inside the division. It's going to be totally different when they see somebody who not in a division like that for real, for real.
Yeah, it's crazy. We might be trying to go from being the worst division in the NFL to the best. We're close to
it. You know how it'd be. It beat them certain divisions, bro, where they beat up on each other, but they be whooping everybody else ass.
Yup.
Like, it just get like that some years. And I think this might be one of them years. It's either going to be this year or next year. Well, this upcoming season or the season after that. It's going to be one of them, too, I think.
I don't know. Next season, we might have Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson. So
that's what I'm saying.
We're going to be top of the league. I mean, the
team gets even better.
We get Deshaun Watson. It's a wrap for the NFC East. Don't talk to me no more. Shut up.
I don't even want to talk about him, bro. You bought his name, bro.
Watson, bro. And I'm not even talking about none of his little kids. Right. We talking about football.
Right.
We Deshaun Watson. It's a wrap, bro. That man is goated on that field, bro. Talking about, bro. Like, it's a wrap. I don't want to hear no Dak. I don't want to hear no whoever Washington quarterback is. I don't care nothing about Daniel Jones. We get Deshaun Watson, bro. We went in the bowl. We went in another bowl. I promise you that. And I think we're going to do it, too, especially because of all this legal stuff, I ain't judging that man until they come out and say he guilty. You know what I'm saying? I ain't with all of that. Like, ain't anybody to do that. They over here about to crucify this man before they even know if he guilty. Like, that's crazy. But, man, we get him, bro. Especially for
you, bro. Just if y'all
he
get
angry, he gonna come back. What? Y'all prove a point to everybody, like, yo, I'm him. Don't stop playing with my name. What, bro? He already like that.
Imagine him with Miles Sanders.
Dallas Goedert. Them dudes, it don't even matter who. Bro, he just, bro.
Y'all trade Ertz yet, bro?
Huh?
Did y'all trade Ertz yet?
No. Which is so weird because I don't know. I don't that Earth thing is weird, bro. I don't know what's up with him. I don't know how that thing is. I don't know why you want money, bro.
They probably can't get what they want for him, and he probably want too much money.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. And I'm not letting you go, bro. I'm not releasing you, bro. So somebody can pick you up and you can be a fucking addition to today's podcast. That's what they want to go on. Nah, bro. I'm sorry, bro. Either you gonna play for us under this contract. Or you going to – you know what I'm saying? I'm not releasing you. That's just what it is. So you going to play. I'm not releasing you. So
that's a fact.
If I can't get what I want for you in a trade, I'm not trading. That's point blank period. So
yeah.
I know what you mean. Like, you not no scrub. You just right. – we going into a different level now. We going into a different stage. Like, it ain't that you trash, nigga. Like, you just – you don't fit now. Like,
that's a fact. All right. We'll have to hit a couple more topics, and then we can get out of here, bro.
Yeah.
I did want to talk about the Panthers. So, first off, they signed AJ Dillon.
Great pick. I mean, great addition. Come on, great.
Didn't they trade for Sam Darnold, correct?
Yes, sir.
So, the Panthers signed AJ Bouye, which is a good pickup. You know, you add to your depth at cornerback, whether you want to play him at the one or the two, it don't matter. You get Sam Darnold, who I'm assuming is going to be your starter now. If you go and trade for him, I mean, you didn't really trade a whole lot, but you still went and gave up them picks. It's still draft capital, so there's that. And they saying maybe Teddy Bridgewater might be on the block. It is whack. I mean, so first off, give me your thoughts on how you feel about that whole thing from the Sam Darnold to the Teddy Bridgewater, and then. Tell me where you think a good landing spot would be for Teddy Bridgewater if they were to trade him.
Well, I mean, first off, I think it's, like I said, I think it's whack. I think it's very whack because they didn't give Teddy time. They gave him 1 year, and that's trash. And if you think for a second that Sam Darnold is better than Teddy Bridgewater, you sadly mistaken. So I hope they just brought Sam Darnold in there to, like, learn under him, but I know eventually it's going to become his team. So it's like, I realize that it's whack. And like you said, Teddy's supposed to be on the trade block. Like, that's I don't. I it just that ah, it don't sit well with me because he didn't play bad last season. He didn't have Christian McCaffrey, bro. People forgetting that, bro. Like people are really forgetting that that Christian McCaffrey was out last year.
Right.
So I don't like that, man. Like, get this man a chance, bro. Y'all didn't even. I get it. Maybe you're trying to get a little younger, but nah, bro. Sam Darnold.
Nah. Over Ted? You ain't feeling
I can't do that any day of the week. I'm about to say maybe one day if I'm a little mean, but no, bro, if I had a couple drinks, you know. But no, I can't even do it one day of the week, bro. Like, I can't do that. I can't choose that man over that man. Like, I don't know, but I feel like the best spot for him, honestly, would probably because everybody's kind of getting their quarterbacks now. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of all falling into place now, especially because this draft now. The teams that need quarterbacks is about to get their quarterbacks now. So I don't know, bro.
Are they?
Denver?
Are they about to get their quarterbacks? Because it could be four straight quarterbacks, five straight quarterbacks off the board.
No, that's what I'm saying. Denver, New England.
Cam there, though.
I would like him on Denver. Denver. That's what I'm going to say. Denver. I would like Teddy out Denver. Because they would just have to get their line together. But running back, wide receivers, and T. Higgins and those guys out there, like, who else they got? They got T. Higgins. Who's the other?
T. Higgins play for the Bengals.
Huh?
T. Higgins play for the Bengals.
Who did I just say?
Denver. Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler.
I'm tripping. Yes. I knew I was. Yeah, I'm tripping. I said Jerry KJ Hamler. And then Tim Patrick, and it was another dude, though.
Cortland Sutton.
There we go. Tim Patrick and Cortland Sutton. Yeah. That's all I was talking about. My fault. I'm tripping. I am totally tripping. I'm talking about, I don't know why I thought about Cincinnati. Anyway, they don't got Philip Lindsay no more, but they still got Melvin Gordon or whatever. But I like Denver, bro. I like Denver for him. Yeah, I was tripping. I was tripping.
Melvin Gordon about to have a bounce back year, and by bounce back, I don't mean that he had a bad year last year, but I mean he about to get back to his pace that he was on. He about to start cooking again.
That's why they got rid of Philip Lindsay. Like they like, oh yeah, he a three down back. Like yeah, he a three down back. Like that's Melvin Gordon. Stop playing with that man's name. Like
he about to be out there cooking.
Yeah. So I like that they got the tight end Noah Fant, and I think don't they got another tight end too out there? It's Noah Fant. It's somebody.
I can't remember his name because Noah Fant kept getting hurt.
Yeah, and then the other dude came in. It don't even matter. But I know they probably got like two tight ends out there. So I like Denver for him. That's what I'm going to say. They're going to get the defense together. They're going to always get the defense together. You know what I'm saying? Like they still got the young boys to safety. And
still
Miller. Yeah, I mean, man. So I don't know. I like that for him, man, because maybe they might go try to get him and then try to draft another defensive player this year.
Right.
A linebacker or something.
Right. Shit. Well, first off, I think it's super corny that they about to trade Teddy after they just gave him that deal. But, I mean, nothing I could do about it. But, secondly, I think it's a couple – I mean, he could go a couple places. But the best spot? The best – that's a tough question. Like,
that's a hard jump.
I like Denver, like you said, but I also like I like Chicago, too. That's another place he could probably get some playing time. Let's see. Who they quarterback? Nick Foles?
Andy Dalton.
Yeah, he could get playing time in Chicago, bro. Like,
that Chicago would be nice for him.
Who else? Washington quarterback.
Oh, he could go to Washington.
Because didn't they say,
I don't want to the NFC East. No, take that somewhere else. But, yeah, they do got the weapons now. Curtis Samuel, they got the what the hell is the other boy? Terry McLaurin. What the hell is his name?
McLaurin.
Terry McLaurin. Damn, they signed somebody else, though.
Where the fuck is the quarterback? You said they signed somebody else?
Yeah, but they got the running back Antonio Gibson.
Yeah, they said they were sticking with Kyle Allen, right? And they oh no, they signed Ryan Fitzpatrick, but they could take Teddy Bridgewater too.
I don't think they got Kyle Allen no more, bro. I think boy Henny
Fitzpatrick
Heineke or something like that.
Taylor Heineke. Yeah, I'm on the roster right now. Taylor Heineke. They say Kyle Allen, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Taylor Heineke, Steven Montez, whoever that nigga is.
Yeah, I think they going Ryan Fitzpatrick going to end up being the starter, though.
They could cut one of them and pick up Teddy Bridgewater if they send him for cheap.
For sure, for sure.
But like you said, please don't come to the NFC East.
Yeah, I'm cool off that because he going to snap. They got weapons over there.
Yeah, but it's super corny how they doing it, man. I mean, for Sam Darnold, I mean – I can't really say much. I mean, I know Sam Darnold been stinking it up so far, but it's been a lot of quarterbacks that was young and stunk it up and then started playing better. So,
yeah,
I ain't really going to say too much on that, but we know what Teddy could do. But he also still just came off a catastrophic injury not too long ago. He did have a lot of good games after that, though.
Bro, he been playing. He played good, dude. And he was running and rock, bro. He surprised me with that. He was running and, yeah. Bro, he was plays, bro. He didn't have his best. He didn't have arguably the best running back in the league, bro. Like on his squad, like, bro, like, stop it, bro. Like, I need people to be. And then, like, he was his first year in the system. No training camp, just like I was talking about with Jalen Hurts and all that stuff. No training camp, no offseason, no nothing. And y'all expecting this man to just come out there and just be all world? Like, that's – I don't like that, bro. I don't like – we can just get off that because I ain't gonna lie like that, bro. They always do that,
bro. I agree with you, bro. They did the same thing to Cam, for real, for real.
Bro, they did the same thing to what's his face from the Chargers?
Herbert.
Oh, nigga, what's his name? Tyrod Taylor. Like they did the same thing to him. Like, bro, I don't understand, bro. Like, I don't.
Sometimes you could tell though, bro. I knew Herbert was gonna take over that job, bro. Herbert, different.
Though, that's anything.
No, I know.
You puncture his lung?
Yeah.
So you can get your rookie in there? Bro, no, bro, no.
That is anything.
You're not finna tell me that was no mistake, bro.
When you put it that way, it is anything.
Before the game, bro. Yeah. Right before the game, bro.
That's out of pocket.
That don't make no sense. Bro. And I ain't on no conspiracy theory and all that, but what? Before the game start, you go get a shot because you say, hey, man, I'm feeling a little pressure. I feel a little pain or whatever. Can I get, you know, you? And these motherfuckers puncture his lung.
Damn. That's tough. But, bro, we pushing an hour, man, so.
I know. We got to get off this.
Cowboys don't draft no – draft a cornerback. Draft somebody on defense. Stop playing.
I'm getting certain, bro.
Okay. I will hope so. I'm just saying I hear a lot of different things. Just draft somebody on defense, preferably a cornerback. That's the last thing I got to say.
Yo, for sure. I want the Eagles to do the goddamn same thing. Real rare. I don't care which cornerback they get. Go get a cornerback.
I don't even care if you pick the wrong one. The wrong one probably be the right one this year. I don't know. It don't make no sense.
Just go grab him and give yourself a chance. Like, at least I could say I tried on one of the best cornerbacks he was supposed to be, and then he just – like Sidney Jones. I was happy that the Eagles tried to get in because he was one of the top cornerbacks. You know what I'm saying? But that injury messed him up. You know what I'm saying? Like, but try. Like, go get one of these dudes, man. Seriously.
And that's still – speaking of Sidney Jones, do y'all still have him?
No. We with the Jaguars.
Okay. Is he playing trash with the Jaguars still?
Nope.
That's what I was about to say. That's a Philly thing, bro. Basketball.
Rasul Douglas went over to the Panthers and was playing good too.
Yeah.
He's the starting cornerback over there.
We kill, like you said, we kill our athletes, man. And then when they go somewhere else, they be hooping.
It's sad. It's sad, bro. But Sidney Jones was supposed to be bald, though.
Was, but he had the injury.
He went back in that class until he tore his Achilles at his pro day.
But an injury like that, bro, you got to give him – he might not really be back until his second contract for real, for real. You might have to ride out the rookie contract and give him like a 1-2-year deal, Joe, and see with an injury.
Like looking like, I don't know. He bro, looking
like, Like I know nobody wants to invest that much time. You make the pick, you return immediately, but it don't always happen like that.
That's millions though, bro.
I know.
You can say that and it sound easy to you. You ain't investing millions in them, right? You invested millions into something, whether it's a person or whatever.
What's your other options?
Immediate.
What was your other options, bro? Before this draft, what was your other options?
I mean, we didn't have none, but I'm just saying, like.
I agree with what you're saying, but sometimes that's where I feel like sometimes the business get in the way, because it'd be so much about the business and you really missed out on that.
Yeah,
like that extra year of believing in somebody that would have changed the whole could have changed the whole direction of the team or the defense or whatever. Not saying that he's that Flames, but it's other examples of that.
So, yeah, for sure, especially in Philly sports.
But yeah, we're gonna holler at y'all, man. That's episode 77.
Yeah, sure, we out of here.